Rishos, Rav Gottlieb Shlita, the founder, and it's one thing to, if you're a founder of TAG, it's another thing to keep it going. To dinim. But I would say to the Olam, like, if you want to line up to get a brocha from a tzaddik, it's an opportunity here. Not too many people in the door have such suyas. The Rosh Hashiva wanted that we should gather together to talk about the union of technology. It is Achar always needs chizuk. In a time of Tzara Liyankiv, for sure we need chizuk. So I was here to say a few words. So I'm going to do so. B'siyata Dishmaya. Topic of technology, our relationship with it, our access to it, the whole holach yelach of how we relate to it. That's a topic I was just chatting with Rabbi Gottlieb Shlita. It's my first time I met him. It's supposed to meet him. It's a topic that has nothing to do with wars. We should want that we should speak now, so we'll speak now. We really should get together once a week and talk about it. It's a life issue. It's the challenge of the door. It's the challenge of the door. One of the challenges of the door that we have 100 years ago was Haskalah, Zionism, communism. Then it was capitalism till the mortgage rates went up. And the battle that we're fighting and the challenge is how do you relate to it? What it says in the sign over there, it was very carefully worded, the digital world. And how do we relate to it? The exposure, the yam of information that we live in. So it's a topic we have to speak about all the time. We have to speak about chizuk all the time. It's a topic that we're all challenged by. Can't change the reality of the world we live in. We don't live in bunkers or caves. And even if you particularly chose to, but the people who come from out of the bunker to visit you and talk to you. So we're all in this together. I always say over that, it says by Yaakov Avinu, they battle the whole night, stating all the svarim, that the night is the golus. And Yaakov Avinu had a battle with the Sar Shal Esav Adal Esav Shachar until the Golos, until the Gula. At the end of the battle, something very interesting happened. The Sar Shal Esav slapped him. Gave him a slap. He punched him. I once heard from a Gavra Rabba Mori Tikazach, which I think is Magdir, the world we live in. You know, if you have two bochrim in a dira, talk about our life here. And they're having a once in a blue moon, bochrim and diras have conversations that have meaning occasionally, mostly not. But occasionally they get into a discussion, a real hashkofa discussion, a real argument. In the end of the day, one guy gets up and slaps the other guy. Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's going to slap across the face. So who won the argument? If you want to know, look back. His upshot is that the guy who gave the slap ran out of what to say. When you run out of what to say, you punch the other guy. That's the normal zach. So the Sashal Esau of the whole night, the whole Adal Esau Shachar, they had an argument, they had a wrestling match. They weren't actually fighting physically. It was a fight of Toiv and Ra. Emes and Sheker. Esau is Shov, Sheker. Yaakov Avinu is Emes. In the end, he ran out of what to say. So he punched him. You should know that all through the Deiris, the Sar Shal Esav had ideological battle. Ve'yav HaShimach, the whole night. Zionism, capitalism, Haskalah, reform, Inquisition. Ideological battle. Adal Esav Shachar. What happened to Esav Shachar? The Sar Shal Esav ran out of what to say. So when you run out of water to say, what do? You slap. There's nobody in the world who's going to say that digital technology is an ideal, right? The millions of Yidden in Poland who ran after communism and Russia, they believed in it. Capitalism, I know a few who do still. But nobody's going to go say that, you know, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and have chveis and be on X amount of that. And be a mitzvah, the ideology, never heard of organization. Ichud exposure to technology, a mitzvah. They didn't make us a non-profit organization yet. Why not? Because there's no ideology behind it. What is it? It's a slap. When the Yitzhar ran out of ideology, he gave a punch. We got punched now. And Avada, we're going to win the battle, but Yankovina went off limping. He's limping from it. And it hits him at Kaf Yirecha, a very sensitive part. The future, the Kindalach, the Deiris. And we're limping from it, but it's Adalei Zashacha. But it means that on one hand, it means that the Yetzirah is running out of ammunition. On the other hand, he's getting violent. So when somebody slaps you, you have to know how to defend yourself. You have to understand what the slap is, understand what the nature of the damage is, and then I would say slap back. There's no choice. If you slap you, you have to slap back. It's called the Inyan of the Yom. It's called self-defense. The topic of digital technology is a topic that we can deal with many different tools. We could talk about inappropriate material. We could talk about Kedusha. There's all types of guilt trips that I can give you. Scare tactics. Let's take a look at it from a little bit of a different place. We're in the parasha of the Ovis now. Mosa Yagia Maisa the Maisa Voisa. A person's chayev to go in the pattern of the Ovis. What that means is that even though we can't be the Kafir Mitzvah Yankov, but if we want to get to any sort of dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Ovis were about, by the way, Ovis, Heine, and Arakova, the Ovis were dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we want to get to any sort of dveikus to the Ebishta, so we have to follow their pattern. We don't have other Rebbes in that. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Meroish Tsurim Erenu. The first part of the pasuk says, "Meirish tzurim erenu zakrashi." It's going on the office. Ani mistakel bereishisom betchilas shorashem vani roisom. You saw the office were stark like rocks. That's the beginning of the pasuk. What's the end of the pasuk? Hein om levodod yishkoin ubagoyim lo yischashov. Zok targum yenison. Rabbi Yeruchim speaks about this. Yishkoin means loss of love, Olam Haba. So Targum Yonason that in Olam Haba, Klal Yisrael is going to be alone. Levodot. Yishkoin. Why? The Bnei Musay Umaya Limidarim. They don't follow the Goyish culture. Ubagoyim lo yischashov. This is the flow of the Pasuk. Hein, Beirish Tzurim Erenu. The others were like rocks. Because they don't live with the goyim, so therefore they're going to be in Olam Haba alone. What's the pasuk? What's going on over here? Maral speaks out in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin in Vuras Yisrael that the reason why the others were called rocks is because a rock is a dover she'enoy mispoil. This is a very tifazach. A rock. You can't be mashpia on a rock. It doesn't bother. You ever tried to talk to a rock? It doesn't work. You can't change a rock. You can't be poil on a rock. You can't be mashpia on a rock. So he says something very deep. He says that if you want to be an av, if you are nispoil, if you're open to change, so then the pshat is you're not the first. You're the second. Somebody who's mashpia on you. Obviously means I'm the first. But if somebody's mashpia on you, so you're not the first. You're the second. Then you're mufka from the shtela called avos. In order to be an av, you have to be a rock that nobody's mispoiled. You're not mispoiled from anything. If you're not mispoiled from anything, so you're the first in the process. You're the mashpia, not the mushpa. Nobody can change you. So then you're number one. If you're mispoiled from every little thing that blows you away, so then you're not one. You're at least two. You might be 75 also. But one, you're not. You're not an av. You can't begin a process. You're automatically two. So what's the hemshich of the pasuk of Fides Maral? Ubni Musay Umaya What's the pshat that a person follows the tarbus of the goyim? What's the pshat in that? The pshat is that you're mushpa from outside souls. You don't have anything egan of yourself. You don't have your own zich. You're a function and you're a talada and you're a result of outside hashpa. By the way, that's the posh pshat. The Maral says it. Rabbi Yerucham says it. Shteitach in Yitzias Mitzrayim that Klaiso was zeicha to the gula. Shalashinu es l'shoinam, l'shinu mapusham. They didn't change their names, their clothing, their language. What's the pshat in that? So the pshat is it's a pshat zgula azah, right? It's not the pshat. Rabbi Seinu taught us that the pshat's like this: if you constantly change your l'shoinam, malbusham, and tzfosam every time somebody influences you, that means you don't exist. You're not a metzias. You're not a reality. You're a function of the circumstances. You're a function of your environment. You're a function of the climate you're in. But you don't have a zich. Rabbi Yerucham says in one of the places, there can't be Yetzias Mitzrayim because there's nobody to take out. You don't exist. You don't have your own reality. So the reason why Klai Yisrael Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim Shalashinu is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is for Am Yisrael. But if you're constantly under the influence of outside Hashpoahs, so you don't exist, Bukhal. There's no such thing as Am Yisrael. There's a collection of one day like this and one day like that and one day you're that. So you're a talad of the world around you. So you're a little bit of a Frenchman, you're a little bit of a German, you're a little bit of an American, you're a little bit of a Chalmer, if you're here long enough in your Eretz Yisrael. But you don't exist. You don't have a mitzias of your own. The business you can egg in a mensch. Shodeshinu means that you're something of your own. You're a tsur. You're an existence. You have a mitzias. So what's the hemshich of the pasuk? The ovis were like rocks. Zokta Maral, they weren't nispoil from anything. Nothing had hashpa on them. They were the first. They were the first in the chain. They started. They didn't react to anything. That mida of the ovis, that characteristic of the ovis that we have in our DNA, gives us the ability of a bagoyim. We're not mischashov with the goyim. A very yeshivish apostolic. I'm not mischashov with you. He said this, he said that, he went there. I'm not mischashov with you, Bachal. What's an afkamino? Hey, nam levodat yishkin. Elam happy be there alone. Those are the three parts of this pasuk. Meresh tzur merena, bagoyim lo yischashov, and meile hey nam levodat yishkin. What's the oimik of it, by the way? What's the tifkeit of it? That's the tzuras advarim. That's the pshat. What's the oimik of it? The oimik is very simple. The matar that a person came into this world is elam haba. First parak mesilas hasham. In that part of mesilas hasham, everybody gets to when you start your mesilas hasham project. First parak. It's in the first page actually. So that. Usually everyone gets to it. Ikris Olam Haba, that's what we created for us, because we made the Bria for, as far as we're concerned. Olam Haza is a prosdo. In order to get to Olam Haba, you can only get to Olam Haba if Olam Haza is a prosdo. If you get stuck in Olam Haza, you get stuck. A guy's on the way somewhere and he got a flat tire and he forgot what he's going for. He forgot the destination. He forgot where he's going. So he got stuck on the way. A guy was flying this way and he got stuck at the airport. Imagine a guy's on a guy's has a connecting flight. And he landed in the middle of a place somewhere and it looked nice to him. So he decided to stay there. But you're on the way there. And they're waiting for you in the airport over there. Shane is like he got distracted from some narishkeit. And they called a week later and said, they're waiting in the airport still for you. He said, no, I decided I'm staying here in the connecting flight somewhere, some cheap airline. He landed in some town in Poland. He's laughing. That's Elam Haza, by the way. Elam Haza is that a person on the way to Elam Haba, and you get stuck on a connecting flight in the Prozdor, and you forget that it's a Prozdor, and you stay there. The values of a Goyim Lo Yischashov, the values of the Goyim, what is the values of the Goyim? So the Chitzenius is, they dress like this, they talk like that. The values of the Goyim is that Elam Haza is a final stop. Everything about the values of the Goyim is Hashivas of Elam Haza. What you eat and what you drink and what you drive and where you look and what you talk about and entertainment, everything. The shayrish behind it is that there's no Olam Haba. This is the final stop. So if you're a tzur and you're not nispal from the values of the goyim, which gives an intrinsic value to things which don't have an intrinsic value, if it's b'goyim lo yischad, you make it to Olam Haba. Then the hem of the yishkan. But if you're mushpa from everything that comes your way, every wind that blows, every narishkeit that happens distracts you. So then you're bagoyim yischashov. That means you get sucked into the world around you. And the ikker distortion that the goyish world has is, the ikker distortion behind everything, is that Elam Haza has a cheshivas for itself, for zich, as an end story. So then there's no levodah yishkoin. So the levodah yishkoin, that the Klai Yisrael is going to be in Olam Haba, is because we're not miyachis to Olam Hazeh. But goyim lo yischashov. And for that you have to be a tzur, for that you have to be a rak. The Iker challenge, and you're a bit, much bigger expert than I am. You're an expert. I'm just speaking here. Don't want me to speak. But you're the expert. But I feel, we're just talking over here, it's egging the crowd. Just, I feel that the Iker challenge from the exposure to technology today is not so much the inappropriate material, because if you're an addict, you need help. And avada, you need help. And avada, it's treif. And we didn't come together to speak about Bittul Torah during Second Seder, right? And I didn't come to talk about the destruction of your marriages, about the time that's wasted, and the clash with any sort of intimacy in a relationship, b'chal, of having shachas to a wife, b'chal, of spending time together when everyone is busy being distracted the whole time. Those are all critical topics. The Iker challenge is that a Yid always had a house, a bayis, and it was protected, and it was closed off, and he was able to create a makom of kedusha in his house without the values of the guy. I mean, it was enough. You have to go out. A person went out to work, and a person was exposed to the street. That was a battle, but he had a place to go home to fill the batteries up, which was a bubble that was protected from the values of the goyim, fundamentally of what's Olam Hazeh, what's Olam Haba, what are we here for, what's our Iker value, what are we all about, what's Tutminda. The challenge that we have today is, number one, is that the exposure to that world is an exposure to values which says that things which have no intrinsic value have chashivas. That means, we read vegan zachat that have no meaning, b'chal. No meaning to you, no meaning to anybody. And we're drowning the whole door in a tidal wave of information of things which are absolutely unadulterated narishkat. And the attaching and attributing chashivas to something which has no value. By the way, the whole world of social media is all narishkat, because who cares if your sister Susie had a coffee? There's no chashivas to the zach. It has no meaning be'etzem. And the attaching chashivas to things which have no meaning is a threat to our way of life. Because our way of life says that we only attach ourselves to things which have meaning. Ubagoyim lo yischashov. And the Goyish world, the Sar Shel Esav, is Shov. Why is Esav called Shov? Say Chazal, Shov means Sheker. But Shov, by the way, I'm sitting as Lamdonim, Shov is worse than a Shua Sheker. Shov means garnished. What does the Mishnah say in Shua? Shov means Ha'omer al Omud, black is white. Shov means garnished. Esav is Dosh Shov Boy Lomoy. What's Shov Boy Lomoy? Taking a Zach which is nothing and making a task about it. That's Shov. And the Iker challenge that we have is A, living in a world where shav, nothingness, is a ganze trask. Mekumtem again, and you're oisig with it. So after a while, it's hard to differentiate between kodesh and chol, emes and sheker. And that distortion and that tarnishing of our neshamas and our brains takes us off focus of what we're here for. By going to yischashov, we lose focus of Olam Haba. Because our tools of emes and sheker, of kodesh and chol, of what's ikker and what's tuffel, gets completely misbalanced, gets completely off track, gets completely ruined. That's A. B. B'chal. The nekuda of katnus and gadlus. Haloi, a person is only what he thinks about. A person is only what he's involved about. Yidin a big neshamas. We have big bubbas and zaydis. We have potential for gadlus. Every yid's bracha, every yid's Torah, every yid's maisim tovim. But the world of digital information is full of narishkeit. So besides the fact that it gives a chashivas to something which is shav, which intrinsically has no chashivas, it also makes us small. Because we're busy with pettiness, we're busy with narishkeit, we're busy with things which be'etzem have no chashivas, but that world gives a chashivas to it. So besides the distortion of emes and sheker, there's also a katnus to it. Mivret plain, this is what you're busy with, this is what you talked about, this is what you can bother, because they decided you should be bothered by it, so now you're bothered by it, but nothing happened. And we become small. Kechagovim beinayim, become small and countless, and afterwards, then you want to have shaykhs the big hasogas and avodas Hashem. You want to have a tam in Torah and avodas Hashem and mitzvahs. But our measuring rods have became small. You can't measure big things when you're using a microscope. As a mensch is klein, when a person is small, so you can't have any hasogas, you can't have shifas, you can't appreciate ruchnius, because your whole appreciation system has been dedicated to something else which is valueless, which has no shaykhus b'chal. And third of all, we get distracted from what we're supposed to be doing. Somebody gave me a mashal. There's a huge tragedy 3 weeks ago here in Eretz Yisrael. Without question, the biggest tragedy facing Am Yisrael since the Holocaust. There's no argument on that, even if you don't know all the pratim. So there's no question about it that it's hard to stay focused, okay? I grew up in the Dor that also went through the war. Everybody I knew went through the war. Most of my friends growing up in Bar Park many years ago didn't have grandparents. And come out, all my friends were survivors of the war. People talk and move on in life. But you should know that because I'm talking about two Dorus ago, okay? An old man. And they stayed focused on it. You should know, they went on with life. They built families. And they built yeshivas and moistis and chasidus and chesed. But you know, they never stopped thinking about it because they weren't distracted. And the tzara that they went through was a platform and a push for all their lives. The world that I grew up with, you grew up in that world also? It was like what? The Americana? So you weren't zeicha to that door. I was zeicha to see that door. All my father's door, all of Shalom. So they went on with life. But because they weren't distracted, they stayed focused on the mandate that they had of Avodas Hashem. 3 weeks ago, I remember when 9/11 happened, I remember saying to myself that since statistically such a thing is almost equivalent to Kriyas Yam Suf to happening. Statistically, two planes knocking out, it's one out of a trillion. So I was sure that I would never say Lashon Hara again until the next morning. And the reason was, I was sure, it was like Mashiach came. Everyone had the same feeling. What happened, by the way? We got distracted by news and who and what and when, and we forgot about where we came from. I'm saying this as a mashal. I'm not talking about the war. I'm saying as a mashal. To stay focused on Avodas Hashem is really what the whole Masiyos Hashem is about. The other ikar challenge of digital is that we get distracted from Avodas Hashem. We get distracted. Avodas Hashem is about being focused on the Eibishta, on taking his oiris that we have and holding on to it. And what happens is that any kinyan that we have b'chlal in Avodas Hashem goes out the window because we forget about it. And we're not able to sustain it, we're not able to hold on to it because we're so distracted by a yam of narishkeit and trivialities and pettiness and shovkeit. I just said three things. I want to chazal them over. One is, there's a fundamental threat to our way of life. Our way of life believes that Olam Hazeh is a prozdor. And the world of digital influence believes, markets, radiates, communicates that this is the final stop. That's a threat to our, that's the whole thing. And if up to now we were able to keep that hashkafa out of our doors, we can't anymore because it's in. We bring it in. The second threat is katnos. We become so small. We become so small. What are we busy with? Narishkeit, things which have no value, which are marketed as if they're big trask. And third of all, we get distracted from Avodas Hashem, we get distracted from our targets. These are things, by the way, which are literally nafkaminas of do or die. This is what we're here in the world for. These are not trivial things. There's a Mori de Govor from Rabbi Rochem. I would say a shocking vort. The Gemara says in Psochim that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is called Beis Elokei Yankiv. Loikemoi Avram Shekori Har. Loikemoi Yitzchok Shekori Soda. Loikemoi Yankiv Shekori Beiska. The third Beis HaMikdash, Ubo Kol Amim, Beis Elokei Yankiv. All the Amim are going to come. I'm telling you a shocking idea. That means the third Beis HaMikdash is going to have a hashpa more than the first two. It's going to draw the Amim. All the Amim are going to come. Why? Beis Elokei Yankiv. What's the significance of a bias, and why is that going to be Moshe? I want to tell you, share with you a zach, which is life-changing. There's many pshatim in that thing. Rabbi Rucham says a mavel dik a zach. Rabbi Yerucham says that a har and a soda are open. There are places which take in hashpah from the outside. A har b'chlal is not a defined place. Soda is a little bit more defined, but it's open. A bayis is a place that's closed off. La'asid lavoi, the hashpah that's going, the kedusha that's going to draw in the amim, is going to be a closed place. The open place won't work. Bayis, beis elokei yankov. The beis hamikdash la'asid lavoi, which is the beis hamikdash that we're building, is not going to come with an open thing. Sorry, it doesn't work anymore. Aye, the Olam says that if you're not going to be exposed, then you're not going to be able to be trained when you're exposed. So they did that experiment already. The experiment's over. It didn't work. They did the experiment. They did the experiment. The Olam said that you have to expose the kids because it's not going to be open. That when they get open, but they did it. Didn't work. Scientifically, 100% failure. 100%, by the way, batting 1,000, like they say, where we come from. 1,000. 100% failure. Every kid they exposed to stayed exposed. Nobody yet closed up because they're exposed. Their statistics, I mean, everybody, by the way. Study's over. Yeah, it's over. Nobody's going to get a Nobel Prize for that one, for that great idea. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Hashpah that's going to be, is going to be bias. It's going to be closed off. It's going to be a mechitza. And we are going to re-strengthen and re-fortify the fortress called Jewish life. Jewish life is going to be a bias. It's not going to be a sada. That's good for Avi. It's like for Yankov Avinu, for the Golus. It's going to have to be closed off. And then the Kedusha that's going to be carved out in that place, that Kedusha is going to be Moshech the Amim. That's what's going to bring the Hashpah of the Bayis Shlishi. Only that. And that's us, by the way. That's our Tafkid, by the way. Our Tafkid. Our Tafkid is to create that Kedusha, to create that separation, to create that Havdolah, to create that base Elokei Yankov that's going to be the Bayis Shlishi, that's going to bring the Gula. And I would end off and say, so Mosa Yagia Maisa Maisa Avoisai, the Iker Nukuda of the Maisa Avos is that they were rocks, that they weren't nispal from everything that went on around them. They weren't impressionable. And then they were able to create a class. All of us here, I think the sign said it was Favrechem, correct? Is that right? I'm not sure if they meant that the Bachrim don't have the Nisayim, but there's no hope for the Bachrim until they get some sense when they get married. Yesh Lachkor Bazer. Not true. Yesh la'ayim b'zeh. Yesh dorshon l'shvach v'yesh dorshon l'gnai, about the younger light. But you're all building families. You want to be ovis, we called yikotoldis. Ovis means that you're not impressionable, b'etzem. You're not nispol from anything. And you're a tzur, you're a rock. And you're building a bayis. I'm going to tell you something shocking. I think Rabbi Yerucham says this, but I have to check it again inside. But I'll say it anyway, because Rav Dessler says it. Out of all the others, I'm going to say something scary. Yankov Avinu is the only one whose kids turned out okay. Yankov Avinu mitosoi shlema. Avram Avinu had a Yishmol. Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav. Yankov Avinu, all the kids turned out okay because he had a bias. He had a bias. He had a protected place. We're not talking about the scorecard for Avram Yitzchak. We're talking about Yankov Avinu mitosoi shlema because he had Beis Elokei Yankov, because he created a place. And then a kuda of the others is an akuda of tzor. There's a Marita Kalashin in the Gemara in Sanhedrin I want to end off with. The Gemara says, Kosh Bochu says, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaintzev sherotzu lefonai kesusim. They ran like horses. The Gemara there talks about the thing called bitzei hamayim, marshland. When horses come to marshland, what do? If they're going to walk slowly, they're going to get sunk, they'll sink. So what do the horses do when they get to marshland? They fly over it. They don't let their feet touch the ground. The Avos came to a marshland, came to a muddy area called Olam Hazeh. And they said that if we're not going to fly over it, if we're going to get involved, we're going to sink. Because it's bitzei hamayim, it's marshland. The Avos were able to live in Olam Hazeh, go through it. They were regular. They had families. Yankov Avinu worked for a living. He had a shver. He had wives in Kindalach. Yankov Avinu was lived in both worlds. That's why he's called the Adam HaSholem. That's why his tzura is on the Kisei HaKovid. But the others were able to go through Olam Hazeh without getting their feet wet. So we're not holding by that. But the pattern of behavior, of understanding that that's our tafkid in the world, Mitzad Echad, and that we have the ability genetically to do it, with that will be zeicha on any level that we do it. It's not all or nothing. At any level that we create our own world of kedusha, of bagoyim lo yischashov, and mimela, everybody in their own world has the ability to cut down, to limit, to make boundaries, to create in their own lives. Are you living in a goyish world? Or are you living in a yiddish world? Are you living in a bias? Are you living in where are you living? I was once in a certain city in America that doesn't have a tag office. And I said to them, I sent in front of the whole city there. They didn't invite me back since then, but the whole city, I said to them, I'll tell you the truth. I came here, I'm here 25 hours. You don't have an officer tag. You don't have a filter in the city. And I said, I have a question for you. If the local monastery, the Catholic Church, would make a day camp, would you send your kids there? There's learning groups there, by the way. Okay, all the councils are B'nai Torah of some sort, and they do arts and crafts of Rosh Hashanah, and there's learning groups, even Mechas Chinuch Chaburos. Would you send your kids to a Catholic church? And it's free, for statement, doch. Okay, would you send your kids to day camp? Why not, by the way? You wouldn't give over your kids to be in the influence of a Catholic church for a week, right? So when we live in a world of openness, we're living in a monastery. We're living in a goyish world. That's the opposite of bias. That's the opposite of beis elokei yankev. That's the opposite of mitos shlema. And now we'll have the schos to hear from Rabbi Gottlieb Shlita, who's the main speaker today. I'm just the introduction. And we shall be zeicher to build bottom of kedusha, and then we'll be zeicher to the nitzchias of Klai Yisrael, hein om levoda yishkoin.
I think that some people are making a kal v'chaymer now. If I'm the main speaker, I'm going to speak for an hour, so I won't. But on the other hand, I can't promise the mamash finish by 7 o'clock, but Emes, if anybody needs to leave, you can pick up and go. To be covered, obviously, for me to be here to speak with such a chashav olam, I wish I was invited to say a shir, but I wasn't, so I guess I'll give a speech. I also want to be maxim and say that I'm aware that there's a big digital divide here. There's a big difference between the olam who's sitting here, different people's exposure and use of digital technology. And mimela, it is possible that 5% of what I'm going to say is not negeya to you particularly. So if it's not, you'll know that I mean the other guy. I'm here really, I'd like to set myself a high bar, which truthfully, Rabbi Elephant already did a lion's share of the malacha, which I set out to do tonight. But my high bar is I'd like people to walk out with a different conception of digital technology. Something should switch in their mind about understanding the most of digital technology, which again, you already did that to a large extent. I'm going to try to paint a different aspect, Dvarim Hamashlimim, and you can judge me on it. You can grade me on it when you walk out and tell me if I was successful or not. And finally, I want to say that yes, Rabbi Elephant said that this is not Nasifas Chizuk L'Regel HaMuchama, and that's not what this is about, of course, although we should be Nischazek. But it is irresistible for me to draw on the war and to use it as a parable to a certain extent, so I will do so. So we are at war. There are casualties. There's losses of life. There's suffering. There's pain. And no, I don't mean the war with Hamas. I mean the war with digital technology. And if you have a suffix that our struggle with digital technology is a milchama, I will tell you that this is a term which Gedolei Yisrael use repeatedly. Hein bal peh, hein biksav. Could be. If I raise this tzad, if God was giving a drush and one time used the word, maybe we'd have to make a whole big spiel out of it. But al kopanim, something which is repeatedly called this the milchama with digital technology, means that there's something behind that term. And I want to try to see if we can learn it up a little bit. And we'll try to draw some analogies from our current physical war. The war here was a big surprise. What the Hamas did was a big surprise. And that was because something called the concept, ha conceptia. There was a certain concept. The concept says that Hamas is not interested in war, and they're more interested in the, you know, peaceful existence in Gaza, and they're scared of us, and so on and so forth. And because of that, the war was a massive surprise, even though the writing was on the wall. Everybody saw it. Nobody put the dots together because they were sitting there with a certain concept. And I want to tell you that in digital technology, also the reason why we suffer so much in digital technology is because of a concept. The concept goes like this. Listen here. It's here to stay. Get your head out of the sand. Make your pieces. Use it wisely. Use it responsibly. You're right. Okay, but use it responsibly. It's here to stay. Come on, get on. Let's move on with it. What are all these drushes about? What are they? Again and again and again and again? That is the concept. And as long as we have that false concept, as I articulated it, in our minds, we are doomed to be surprised, not once. We are doomed to be perpetually surprised. Again and again and again. How many people died in this war? Every single person in this room knows at least the official number that was released. How many people went into captivity? We know that as well, updated to today. I want to ask you a different question. How many people are wounded? I don't know. How many people are now goyle from their homes? They're not in their houses. I don't know. How many people are miluim right now and they don't have panasa? Their panasa is suffering. How many people have businesses and they don't have workers now to go to the business and they're losing their panasa? We don't know. And she, forgive me for saying this, we barely care. Why is that? It's because of a piece of human psychology that directs us to look at the startling thing, at the big maisa, at death, or shivya, which the Gemara says could be worse than death. That's what we look at, and we get distracted from all the tzar of Klal Yisrael, unless somebody in Zalchas HaSholem has that tzar, or one of his mishpacha has that tzar, and we're not really looking at the story which is affecting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Yidin who are never suffering because we're distracted by the big number. And in technology, this happens again and again and again. We often say in TAG that the fact that the Yetzer Hara put the schmutz into digital technology, that's a red herring. The Yetzer says, look over there, there's schmutz over there, and then the Yetzer Hara smuggles in all the type of things that Rabbi Elephant was talking about, that all gets smuggled in, and it's so stark, that big thing, that if you even dare to talk about something else, if you dare to talk about the Bittul Torah, the Bittul Tefillah, the wasting time, it's like, oh, come on, grow up. There are people who are doing the worst of the worst, and you're busy with this, like, Michael, get on with it. And because of that, we're losing the story. We're not focusing on the everyday tzar, the everyday attrition that each and every one of us is suffering. In a war, there's a concept of fighting yesterday's war. There's history about this. In the Second World War, in other wars, sometimes people are still, they're learning the lekach from the previous war, and they believe that the next war is going to be that war, and they're fighting a battle which is already fought, and of course they're doomed to lose. And in digital technology, I want to tell you, many people are fighting yesterday's war. You know what yesterday's war was? It's called filters. That's a war that was fought. It was a war that was won. Yes, some people choose willfully after the war was won not to put on filters, and I do encourage you, if you're one of those people, or you know somebody like that, or it's your wife. Some people think that wives don't need filters. Checker. So if it's your wife or whatever it is, this is something which people need to do right away. But that's yesterday's war. We're past that. We're fighting a new war now. We're fighting the war of filtered technology. What does filtered technology do to us and to our lives? Many years ago, Matsio came to America. I believe it was before he moved to America. Nobody knew what a filter was, Bichlal. And he stood at a Buddha convention and he talked about filters. And he said a mashal at that time. He said, you know, there's a, Matsio came from, he said, a motor car. So everybody understands, you drive a motor car, you need to have a seatbelt. You need to have different laws. You need to have stop signs and red lights and so on and so forth. And he said, so if we have digital technology and it's a dangerous thing, so then we need to put seatbelts. We need to have some type of protection. And that was true. It was Yafel L'Shaite when people didn't have filters and digital technology was also a lot less damaging in those days. It's not true anymore. You know why? Because when you drive your car, you don't have an urge to turn the wheel and crash into a tree. But on digital technology, we do it to ourselves. It's not enough to have a filter. It's not enough to have a seatbelt if you're suicidal. There was an interview, Da'ilim should pardon me for bringing up Divrei Chulin, but there was an interview, maybe some of you saw it, it was in the Yiddish papers, there was an interview with a big general called Brick, Yitzchak Brick. And Brick was the prophet of doom. Brick has been saying for many, many years that the Israelis are not prepared to fight a war. There's a shocking lack of morale, and they don't follow the instructions and the protocols, and they're not prepared, and they're not trained, and so on and so forth. And nobody listened to him. And now, all of a sudden, he's having his moment of fame, and Netanyahu called him in, and everybody's saying, yeah, he was right, he predicted this. He said, worse, the Abish will upbeat him. It didn't happen, and it shouldn't happen. And I saw this whole interview, and he's going through a whole litany of all the problems that we have, and at the end, the person who was giving the interview says, so what do you think is going to happen? And by the way, they say that he held up the ground invasion, because he was scared of what was going to happen with that. He said, so what's going to happen? Are we going to win or are we going to lose? He said, we're going to win. He said, why? You just said we're so unprepared, and we're so undisciplined. He said, you know why? Ki yesh ruach lechima. He says, I meet the soldiers. They have the spirit of the fight. They're motivated. And in the end, with all the problems, that is what's going to be, what's going to bring us the victory. And I will tell you also, this is what we need with digital technology. It's not about the technicalities, and it's not even necessarily always about where you're holding. Everybody's holding on a different madriga. The shaila is, are we fighting this war? Do we have ruach lechima? Do we understand the type of things that Rabbi Elevin said? I was sitting here, I heard 1,000 drushes on digital technology, but this shook me when I heard these again, we're talking about our core, about our essence, about our Yiddish guys. Do we have that ruach to go out to go to battle again? Your battle might be wherever it is, whatever, as long as you're moving in the right direction. But we need the ruach lechima, and how do we create that ruach lechima? So if you're following, right away the day after this atrocity happened, the word was Hamas is Nazis, and then that wasn't enough, so they became ISIS, because that's worse than Nazis, and they're chazering that over. There's a hashtag, right? They're chazering that over and over again. They're ISIS. Why? Because as long as you don't understand that, then you think in the end we have to, you know, make some liberty. We have to really come to peace, humanitarian, whatever it is. We believe that we can, you know, kumzach durch with them somehow. But if you understand that this is unadulterated evil, that this is something which is implacable, this is something which is vile beyond the worst imagination, which they call ISIS, then you're going to have the koiches to go ahead and fight it. As long as you don't understand the mahus, you don't understand the essence of your enemy, then you are not equipped to fight that enemy. And that's what I'd like to do for a few moments over here, to understand the mahus, the nice of what Rabbi Elephant said, the mahus of digital technology, heinen advarim, but maybe a little bit of different oystrik on how we're going to say it. What is the essence over in digital technology? But in order to understand this and be makabel this, we have to put aside our shitrius and anagias. So if we're ready to do that, then we have a shot. I want to tell you something your Matisyahu said. And l'fum riyata, it's not such a big chiddush, and maybe it's even pretty pirate, but l'kshetedot badover. Matisyahu, there was a gathering of mechanochos who deal with digital technology, and Matisyahu said, we have to teach the young people to be suspicious of digital technology. And I will tell you honestly, when he said those words, I was a little bit disappointed, like, that's the best the mashkich could do, suspicious. Could say, you know, something, you know, bombastic. But I thought about it, as we have to do with Divrei Chachamim. I thought about it, and I understood something very deep. You know, if a guy comes to you, and he puts a gun on your head, and he says, your money, your life, you're not suspicious of him. You know you're being mugged. You know exactly what's going on. Suspicious means when the guy is l'chayra, he's your friend, and he's putting your arm around your shoulder, and you have a relationship with him, and you trust him, or whatever. And then he comes, and he asks you to do something which appears good. Again, your whole seichel tells you it's good. Then you have to be suspicious. And what Matisyahu was teaching us is that it's not the bad parts of digital technology that you and I identified, or even that the Chachamim have identified for us. That's all there. That we're being mugged. And we know we're being mugged. And we just heard from Rabbi Elefant how tif the mugging is. What they're taking from us. The Chayim Chayus and the Ruch Nis Tekechayim. Our shot at being part of the Am Levod Adishkoin. That's all there. That's all a given. What Matisyahu was telling you is when you made all the Cheshbonos and you listened to all the drushes, now you see, but this is okay. Always have to be suspicious. Why? What is it about digital technology that gives it that type of a mahus? So, I want to share with you some words of this Gan Rosh Yeshivas in America, Rabbi Aaron Feldman Shlita, and he was giving a drasha during Corona about digital technology, and he identified, as many Gedolim did, that Corona was a wake-up call. Countless Gedolim said this. It was a wake-up call about digital technology. And I want to share with you some excerpts from what he said, and you will notice that Al Piroiv, he was not talking about unfiltered internet. He was talking about filtered internet and what it's doing to us. And he says that we have to make a cheshbon nefesh, and he says this is the evil of technology expressed by the internet and the smartphone, which like a violent storm has enveloped all of us. And you'll notice already right away, he's talking to Talmidim in the Yisrael, and he said it enveloped all of us. He's not talking about it without filters. That has enveloped all of them. And maybe some amongst us, you know, still have not gotten around to doing it. And again, do it right away. There's going to be filtering drive here, do it. But Al Kopanim, leaving that on the side, so like I'm saying, this is, he's talking to people with obviously filtered devices. And he says like this, it is the evil which exposes us and our children to things which as Jews we would have never permitted to enter our homes, but one which is now within the reach of every man, woman, and child. What is it that we don't permit to enter our homes? The bottom of what we permit is Ami. We're not going to have that shmuz now, but that's like the bottom of what we permit to enter our homes. What does yeshiva world look like? You know, if you are a yeshiva world watcher, you forgot that there's something that we're not supposed to tell. Remember something called television that we're not supposed to be watching? So how does Fox News get over there? Like, Princess, I'll tell you an interesting thing, a little bit of an inside story. When Hillary Clinton was almost elected as the president of the United States, the Frum newspapers were in a mashper. They were mamish, like becoming depressed. Because what are you going to do? You're never going to show a picture of the president of the United States. It's like, it's a little bit schwer. And there was a nidain among certain paiskim whether that stark together which the Litz of Shoilim has. See them fight Litz Shoilim. We do have to be machmer. We don't have to be machmer on it. They showed Golfin, and she didn't get elected. But you know what? I get it. I understand. This lady's the president of the United States. It's a big nidain not to show her picture. But Yeshiva World News. Preetus doesn't exist. The concept for trivialities, if the heart you would say, okay, this is such an important video. Not that I'm making excuses for every Avera, but for, no, it just doesn't exist. It's not Kayam, Zilzul Tamid HaChomim, and other things like that. These are things which we wouldn't have let to enter into our homes. And today we have this and worse. Then he says, after listing a whole settle of things, he says, it is an evil far deeper and more insinuate. It has crowded out any interest we might have had in our spiritual growth, similar to what Rabbi Elephant said before. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about Candy Crush, or the male equivalent to that. He's talking about endless WhatsApps. He's talking about people who, every moment when they're bored, as in Chazor Sashatz, they're busy checking their bank account app for the fifth time today because they're the type of people who get deposits all day long. You know, that's what they're talking about. There's your wives, Mitzvah, you should send them tonight in Rechov Machal at 8:30 in Mishkan Yechiel, and tomorrow night in Romema for those of you who live there in Beis Yaakov Ger. So there'll be a shmooze for them. They're going to see a video about something called Hineinu L'Dayris. And there's a lady there in that video who says this. She took the course and she gave up her smartphone. She says, I want to tell you something. She says, when I had a smartphone, I used to check the weather multiple times a day. I gave up my smartphone. I have a flip phone. I have the weather on the flip phone. I didn't check it even once. So this is what he's talking about. And I want to tell you also that if you notice what he's saying, crowded out, and interest might have in spiritual growth, if we had to find the nafkamina between a yid and a guy, probably there's 10 good definitions, but one of them for sure is growth. Goyim don't grow. They exist. Like cabbages or cats. They just exist. A yid vaxed. And if we have a type of yiddish guy, it's kashal l'mahadrin. It's pas yisrael. It's yashad. It's chasidish shechita. But we don't vax. Then that's not a yiddish guy. It exposes us to trends and personalities or opinions which previously would have shunned, but now are accepted as part of life. It's not talking about Hollywood. We don't shun Hollywood. That's Gimel Chamurais. He's talking about, Elam knows what he's talking about. It has undermined our respect for Torah and made us descend to the common denominator of the society around us, which are living for the goal of, and I tell you, only an Adam Gobel could write. I challenge everybody here to finish the sentence. The goal of what? What does he identify as the kilkul of the Goyim? Kina Taiva Kovod. Not Kina Raishik Slaman Avidizor. Kina Taiva Kovod. That's the essence of the Goyim. Remember, the Abishter has no tfiyas on them for midas. There are a lot of people lashon hara, and a lot of people mabnei chaver b'rabim, and they do. They pay people six-figure salaries, mabnei chaver b'rabim. They're called news anchors. Right? This is what they do. This is what they do, and this is what they live for. And if you want to know, if you want to see the buy-in, again, filtered internet, the buy-in that Artsieber has to that, I will tell you, what is the act, the Goyisha act, which sums up, it's one little act, it takes less than a second, and it is Kinnatai recovered in one act? The selfie. Selfie, that's what a selfie is. Look at me, Kinna, time to come in there. I don't seem to think it's us to take a selfie. But this became part of the society. This is what we do. We live like them. They're Yidden Tzadikim in America. L'shem Shemayim, they put out a kosher phone called the Fig Phone. Maybe some of you are aware of it. And by mistake, they put a selfie camera on the phone because they rechap. How goyish that is. Now, I want to tell you something. In Maseches Avos, it says that there are people who are Tamidim Shel Avraham Avinu and people should Bilam Arasha. Bilam Arasha, the Nefesh Rechafa, that is Kina Taiva Kovet, as it says in the Mefarshim. So we have Erlech Yidin, good people. The Kaveitim Latayra, they daven Tfilu Mitzibur, they give Tztaka, they do all the wonderful things. And the Tamidim Shel Bilam Arasha. They're following the wrong leader. The Rosh Yeshiva sums up. This is what he says. It is, in short, destroying our spiritual lives. Filtered internet is destroying our spiritual lives. So that's his diagnosis. What's his prescription? Listen to what he says. We must rid ourselves of this. Our tshuva has to be to cut ourselves off to our utmost from it. And I want you to focus on the word utmost. Because there's a kula and a chumra. On the one hand, it's a kula. After saying all of this, he didn't say, and therefore please deposit all your laptops and everything else in the nearest closest wastebasket. He didn't say that. He didn't say that because that's not a metzias for Ruba Dalma. Whoever lives a life where they don't touch internet, that's Karei Natachtin, a Makane them, and we should be Makane them. But that's not the life path which Rabbeinu Shalom chose for most of us, and we don't have a Bechira Chofshis on what Parnasa we're going to have and what kind of things we need to do in order to do our Tafkid in the world. But he did say to our utmost, that's a very, very strong word. That doesn't mean that, like, for every hour that a person spent doing Narashkat and Nintendo, they should balance it out with an hour of Torah anytime. That's not what he says. He says, cut yourself off to your utmost. And the theory, it's a very, very clear prescription. In practice, it's very, very sure. Number one, because my utmost is not your utmost, and it's not his utmost. Everyone's utmost is different. And even my utmost today is not my utmost tomorrow or the day after. It's Mishtana Kol Hazman. And chutzin, then let's be honest, you have a big Yetzirah which doesn't let us do what we want to do. So that's an avodas achayim. That's for the rest of life. It's like avodas amidas, it's like Torah, it's like tefillah. It's steiging, we have to steig in this area, but we have to go, as Rabbi Elifin said, if we want to look the maisei avodai, that's the maisei avodai, the utmost, cutting off, a person cutting himself off to the utmost, that's the path which we have to go upon. But the truth is, there's another oimik over here. So aside from understanding that this is the thing which is destroying our spiritual lives, etc., 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 and understanding what an implacable foe it is, we have to understand, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom put it in this world? I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer said, and other Gedolim said, the Rabbeinu Shalom masata li reyechoneis lehisnoises. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't put us here to make us worse. He put us here to give us a nisayon to make us better. There are three types of people understanding digital technology in the world. There are the tipshim, the balabatim, tipshim, who say, what's the big deal? That's a big deal. Control yourself. You know, you're a grown-up, and so on and so forth. We're not even going to talk about them. They don't even get to stand on the scoop outside of the Beis Medrash. Then there are the people who are wiser, and they say, listen, this is a gefer lechazach, and we have to have filters, and they understand it, and they look at this thing as something which is, it could really create like a mini Holocaust for Klal Yisrael. It could take away so many people. They see the bigger damages. There's other damages, so on and so forth. Yesh is the emes, but it's not the full emes. The full emes is that the Rabbeinu Shloim gave this to us to make us more heilig. More heilig, why? Just like people who, in my generation, threw out their televisions. When you throw out your television, you say, Eibishter, you're more precious to me than all these things which I was Isaac in and which are so exciting and so on. You're more precious. If you don't have a television, you don't have what to throw out. And the Rabbeinu Shloim put this thing over here because, you know, Rabbi Yeber said and Reb Don said, Shlita, they say this is decisive steps towards Mashiach. What's Mashiach? Mashiach is the moment at which it's Milah Shem Elayim. When the Rabbeinu Shloim comes and says, who wants to join? You think you just raise your hands like ice cream? Who wants ice cream? Me! No, that's not what it is. The Rabbeinu Shloim says, you choose me? What do you choose? You choose me over what? You ready to tackle? You ready to sacrifice? And little by little we see this. You know, you're sitting here in a bubble in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not mushba from the good things which are going on in America. In Lakewood, there are thousands, I'm not magazim, thousands of ladies who threw out their smartphones over the last number of years. Last year and a half, 2 years. And the younger life from before that, when the yeshiva started to make the money. Thousands you're talking about. People, that's a real choice. That's a real escarvist in the Rabbeinu Shloim. And the truth is that even those of us who weren't tested to make those sacrifices, I believe, al pidera chateva, that the time is going to come when each and every one of us is going to have to sacrifice. We're going to have to really make sacrifices. It didn't come yet. There's AI coming. Other things, again, if you send your wives, they'll hear about it. They'll be able to come home and enlighten you on that as well. There are real choices coming, and the Rabbeinu Shleilem is giving this to us in order to be able to shteig. So this is it. The maisim are shver, and it's an isayin, and a person has aliyah, it's a person has yiridus. But if we get who the enemy is, and we understand, we get the ruach lechima in order to fight with the enemy, and we understand the game, Baruch Hashem gave it to us to steig, then taka, lo da kodesh baruch hoi zayin yachloi. We have to put our heart in the right place, and the Baruch Hashem will give siyata d'shmaya, and everybody will taka be zaycha to steig ois, and it will be kedivre agdeilim, rebel yeber, and Reb Don Shlita, this will be a stepping stone through Mashiach, tzedkeinu b'mehir v'yameinu, amen.